You please pray with me. Lord, by the clearness and brightness of your holy word, may all the world come within your saving embrace. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Who is the first up on Christmas morning? If you have kids in the house, you're probably not the first person, if you're an adult. My wife and I, if there's opportunity to sleep longer, we will do that if we can. But Christmas morning is not the time where it's easiest to do that. Because kids, understandably, are excited for what the next day will bring. The gifts and the activities, just that occasion of Christmas. There's a joyful anticipation of the day. So I will tell my kids, though, that they can't just go out on their own. They need to wait for everyone. Maybe give them a time during the day that we promise to be up by this particular time and we'll go to the gifts. But you do need to wait. So I think you knew that, kids. But over this last couple of weeks and during this Advent season, we've been waiting and preparing for Christmas. It feels like it has been a long time in these 4 weeks. Waiting through preparation, remembering those who were there and present for the first Christmas, remembering those who, over time, God's people, have looked for his coming. We think of Abraham, who waited for the fulfillment of that blessing that God had given him, saying that in your offspring, all generations and all nations shall be blessed through you. We remember the prophets who looked for a holy king, one that was wise and just in all things, one who brought peace by victory and not by stalemate or by standoff, but wiped away his enemies so that there would only be righteousness. And the prophets, too, who looked ahead to a good shepherd for the sheep of Israel, the people of Israel, a good shepherd who would lead them faithfully, a shepherd who would protect them and defeat their enemies, and give them rest and good pastures. And again, a rest and a good pasture that was without any fear or threat, that their good shepherd was faithful and trustworthy. We continued in thinking of John the Baptist, who came and said, "Prepare the way, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He told people about the light of Jesus, saying, "Walk in the light, not in the darkness of sin. Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And finally, Mary, who waited in a way more intimately than any could, in how she waited carrying Jesus, her Savior, in her womb for 9 months. Mary, whose body was the Son of God's home for that time, her body which was a sanctuary for the Word made flesh. So Christmas morning is a few hours away, and we remember those things that we've remembered and noted over Advent and tonight. And in our songs and readings again, we've remembered those who waited for Jesus' coming. We note that he was there from the very beginning in creation. He's God's creative word who gives life. He's the light that scatters the darkness. And he came in the flesh in the incarnation 2,000 years ago. And even in that time, still, Jesus was the same. God's creative word who gives life, who restores the sick to health, who raises the dead and the dying, who even in his own death defeated death, rising himself from the grave. And he was the light that scatters the darkness, exposing and defeating evil, knowing men's hearts, men's and women's hearts, seeing the truth and integrity of what lay inside that was hidden, showing people that what it was in his own life to walk in obedience to God and to walk in love. We celebrate the occasion of Jesus' birth in that particular historic moment 2,000 years ago, how God became flesh and lived among us. And we remember in particular today the shepherds and the wise men. When the shepherds heard of his birth, they didn't wait, but said, "Quick, let's go and see this thing that has happened." They, like children, were overcome with that joyful anticipation of seeing the gift that was given, seeing what the angels had told them. Likewise, when the wise men saw a star, they followed the sign. They didn't wait for others to go and explore it to bring report back to them, but they themselves journeyed hundreds of miles to worship the newborn king. In Advent, we've waited and we've prepared to celebrate this occasion of Jesus' birth, how God became flesh and lived among us. But like the shepherds and the wise men, in our daily lives, in this celebration to come over the next few days, we don't need to wait. We can share in their joyful urgency to seek Jesus the Savior. For like a shepherd, Jesus gathers a flock distinguished not by where you were born or who you were born to or how much money you have, as we see this range between shepherds and wise men, but a flock made up of those who hear his voice, obey, and go to him. And this is a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham that he would multiply your offspring and all nations will be blessed through them. So call for us too, not to hide as Adam and Eve did as they heard God drawing near, but to go towards him. For in his light, there's the presence of light and the fullness of joy. So Christ is born. Christ is here and is coming. He is the Word made flesh. As the faithful Son of God, he has made God's glory known through his life, death, and resurrection. All those who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God, sheep of his flock. So, like children on Christmas morning, each of us must wake up to be so excited that how could we stay in bed? How could we linger? How could we remain when we hear such good news? Wake up and hear and obey Jesus' voice. Come to him. Let us worship Christ, our newborn King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the next few moments, we're going to continue in offering, just an offering that was prompted by knowledge, awareness of some needs we've had attention as a church. Of course, you may have heard of the encampment in Minneapolis and the needs that that has made plain in the Native American community, and so we wanted to support ministries and resources that would support those needs. And then also, too, this summer, we established a relationship with Pastor Aziz, who is a Sudanese refugee who lives in Kenya, and to help bring resources to him as well as he ministers to that community that's displaced in Kenya. After the offertory, we'll continue with communion. If you're visiting with us, all baptized believers are welcome to receive from God's table. If you do not wish to receive, you can remain in your pews and worship, or you can come forward, cross your arms across your chest, indicating you do not wish to receive, and you can receive a prayer of blessing, or again, you can remain in your pews. I'm very glad that you can worship with us this evening. Let's bless the Lord.